Okay, we're to the Mishnah now. Let's just battle. Let's quickly go through the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says that this girl, Naira Shinis Patata, a girl that was seduced, Boishta Upagama Uknasa Shalavia, all her payments, the Knas, her shame, and her Pagam, goes to her father, which was a little before already. Bahatsar Bitfusa. And when a girl who was raped has an additional payment, which is Tsar, and that goes, just going to the Mishnah, and that goes to the father as well. Now, when does the money become fixed? The bedin, they went to dintayda, actually mess, went to dintayda, so in the Mishnah. They went to dintayda, and the Mishnah, and the dintayda passed, gave so much money. Before the father died, harei hen shalov, as if now it's no longer knas, it's now the bezin mezim chayvid, it's in the moment. Mesa of the father died, harei shalachi, doesn't go to the girl, it goes to, it's like any other Yerusha, it goes to the brothers. Because it's the bezin's tzak that fixes it, turns the body. Lo yispik alam v'din ha'cha mesa. Oh, but they didn't have a chance to go to the dintayda, and the father died. So even though the maisa happened already, the chiv isn't start until they go to bezin. So therefore, harei shalachi, it goes to her. On the bedin, they went to the dintayda. The same thing applies to actually bogar poshim v'gedis. Once they went to pzak, the bezin turned into money, it's the father's, harei shalachi, belongs to the father. Mesa of harei shalachi goes to the brothers. It's a Yerusha. Didn't go to Dintayda. Adche Bogra Harein Shalach is hers. Rab Shimon disagrees. Rab Shimon says, you say the Dintayda is what turns it in from Knas, transforms it from Knas to Mammon. I say, Im Lehi Spika Ligbois, it's the collection. Even though it went to Dintayda, it does not have a din yet of Mammon until they actually collect it. We'll see later how he learns that from. Adche Mesa Ob, if you didn't collect the money until the father died, Harein Shalach, they belong to herself. It belonged to yourself. Maisa Yodeh, a new thing. Maisa Yodeh, her earnings, Zumatsuyos, anything she finds, Afa Pisha Legovsa, there, that's money. It's not Knas, that's money. So even though she didn't collect it yet, it's already a Chayiv, Maisa Ob, and Ishalach goes to the brother. So it belongs to the father straight away. It's not a Knas. Knas, you have to wait to go to Bezin. Why did he wait to go to Bezin? Either because if he, like Rashi takes his son, because if he wants, he can be made and be potter, which means, or the word is no chiv yet at all. I told you last time, the whole machlek is what's pshat made, you cannot potter. The pshat is because there's no chiv until you go to Bezin. That's why you potter. Or the pshat is no, that the chiv starts straight away. But if he's made, it's a way of exemption. He just did tshuva. The whole idea of a knas is a penalty. He just showed us that he really doesn't need penalty because he raised contrite. But I came forward. So the made, cannot potter.
The knas,
if it's still in the realm of knas, ain't other moedish knas labana. So if it's if the moment is in the realm of money, it goes to Yerusha. Question is, when does it transform from knas to mum? So the Gemara. Okay, this is where we're up to. My kamash malon lochede. What's the Mishnah telling me that an anusa has osa tzar? We know that already. Tanin, we learn Hamafata Noisish like the word Hamafata. We learned previously. Hamafata gives three things. Vainis Abba four. Hamafata Nois and Boish began with Kanas, Moisiv, all of Oinis and Oinis, an additional Shanois love with Tsar Lavia goes. Sorry, Shanois at Tsar and Tsar. So what's this mission telling you? You didn't need number four. I'm thinking about the Chidish. This mission is La Avia Itzichalei. That the money goes to her father. Freddy Gemara Lavia, Namib Shita. Since we already know that all the extra money go to the father. How do we know? Medica Yohi Mefata. Now, if you have to pay the boishes the pagam to the mefata. If the boishes the pagam went directly to the girl and she was complicit in the whole thing, why pay her anything? She's maskim. Obviously, it's not her money, it's her father's money. And therefore, she cannot be meichel. And so last time, the shverikait is hakam tsar, she could. But the boishes the pagam is the father's money. And therefore she cannot be meichel. So we already know that the money goes to father. The last one, my yoiv mefata, medaito avad mefata, and for the gemara, know the chiddush mission is. The Chiddush whole mission is regarding this, that the Chiv does not begin until you go to Dintayda. And the Machlekes, look to Reb Shimon Abanan. Reb Shimon holds not a Dintayda, Reb Shimon holds is actually when. when sorry? Tsar, she's Meichel. We had it before. Why doesn't she have Tsar? Because she's Meichel, because she's part of it. But we already learned that even a wife has Tsar as well. But the Hana is stronger. So it's more than that. We said it's like Korah Shiroin. Sorry?
Didn't we say that the Tzar comes later?
We said the word is like Korah Shiroin, Shali, which means you still ripped something.
I gave permission to tear my shirt.
Yeah, but you still ripped. Remember, the marshal we gave was Korah Shiroin, Shali. So it's not like there's no Tzar at all.
The Beisha's, you're going to
If you remember, the Gemara says, "Moshul the mefutal ma'ad of dem la'odin chavei to crush your own shaliva to potter." That's why tzar is potter. Not because there's no tzar.
You get permission.
In other words, crush your own. The damage is done. I don't mind because the pleasure is more.
I'll cop it. I'll tolerate it.
I told you, because Teisa said that tzar doesn't start right away. Tzar starts afterwards.
Yeah, but tzar is based on me.
With personal perception.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you think. So the Gemara should have said, there's no tzar. But the Gemara clearly said that even a wife has tzar. Just that, like, you know, you put hot water on somebody's head. Bald head. It's a machaya. We should try it. It would be pleasurable. Okay.
What did I say about a schwitzbord?
That's right. Noch.
I wouldn't know.
Tanan Hossa. Okay, now, so this is our Mishnah Machlev Shein Rabbanan. We have another Machlev Shein Rabbanan regarding Korban Shavua. A Korban Shavua is if I owe you money and I deny it, and then later I go, and you brought Edim, and then I swore. And then I come forward, I swore, and then you brought Edim, and I come forward, and I said, so the din is, besides paying back the Keren, I said, pay back a Chaim, I just got to pay a Korban. That's called a Korban Shavua. So this is a Machlekes as well regarding Knas. I'm going to go to this. Now we learn, Anasta Upiti says, Biti, a man accuses the other guy of being Ma'anis of Mephata's daughter. It's not true. Loy nasty, but like petit never happened. The father says, "Mashbiachani," and the other guy says, "Amen." I swear. Nor the machachoyde. Then he was made that he swore false. So the question is it a denial of mammon or knas? So the chacham say chayv. He has to pay the kvida, but the shvur. So he has to pay the keren and the chemish and the carbon.
Is chayv mitzad shvur? Is chayv mitzad knas?
No, knas. He had to pay it over and above the knas. Is a chaimish, whenever you swear, it has false. And then your maida, you have to pay the extra chaimish and the karma shvur. So you have to do all that because you're a maida. However, why? This is a knas. Had he been maida in the first place, they would never have been, he would never have been chayiv. So he wasn't kaifer mammon, he was kaifer something that he was never really chayiv, because he could have been made in the first place. If he would have been made straight away, I did it, he wouldn't have to pay a cent, because made a knas is potted. Because the way Rashi learns it is that even if somebody demands it from you, but has no evidence, and I admit it, that's called made a knas. It's not made a knas, doesn't only mean I come forward and nobody demand anything. Even if you demand it, if I'm made it, but there's no edus, I'm made by Knas Potter. This sounds more raya that this is you need a bezin to be mechayiv this chiv rather than you. If there was a tshuva, there's not much tshuva here. The guy's already claiming it.
This fellow who's made by Knas Lepitri, no. Does he still have to marry the girl?
Pity you never have to marry the girl.
Onus.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Setting him right here, Omru Leila said to him, Afapisha Eina Mishalim, and the Chacham said back to him, even you're right. You don't have to pay knas apiyatzmei. The knas angle of it, you're right. He could have been made, have been potter. Therefore, he's not kaifer and mammon. Avol mishal. Remember the other payments, boishes, upagam, and that's mammon and apiyatzmei. So, in fact, you have to understand. So, what's Rav Shimon's svara? And we'll see later. Rav Shimon holds that the main focus is on the knas. The rest is on ancillary. And the Chum holds the main focus on the boishes upagam, and the knas is ancillary. What's the machlek in that? We'll see more soon. Abai asked Rabba questions. Very interesting discussion here. Remember in Elevin, the whole end of Elevin, we had Abaye and Rabbi Yosef having questions, and Abaye going back and forth, leaving, not letting them go. Now it's Abaye and Rabbi, his other teacher. Abaye asked Rabbi a question. A guy says to his friend, it says, Onasta upatisi es biti. There's a braisa. It says that you're ma'anis and mefata the daughter. Part of the claim is that not only were you mefata my daughter, but we had a detail about it. And when it's chayavtali mammon, and you have to pay money, But who oymen, he denies it. Le'a nasti, ve'le'a patisi, ve'le'a maratabdi, never happened. Not even the dentata, nothing ever happened. In other words, when the father was demanding, he wasn't demanding knas anymore, he said it was a dentata. What happens by dentata? It changes from a knas to a mammon. So the chayde was demanding mammon. And he swore on it, but then later Vahidi admitted that he was a liar. So it's a kfiras mammon. So according to so this is the question Abai is asking Rabba questions. So according to the Rabbanan, obviously it's a denial of mammon. You got to pay the karma shvur. What about according to the Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon says in our Mishnah, when you collect the money, that's when l'cheder. Oh, it's only when you collect the money, that's when it becomes mammon. The Rab Shimon, what would Rab Shimon hold? do we say Kivan Dama Bedina Mainu, since he went to the Taita, it's Mammon. Since now even Abshim would be made, it's a denial of Mammon and Mechayv the Kamish Chayish Kamishvua. I deal with. Harvey, we're making a collection here. We're going to buy you Gemaras. Oy Dilma, perhaps. Alpha got the Umbedin, can I have it? So the question is, according to Rav Shimon, what happens since we already said there's a Din Taita? So is it a denial of Mamnin, there's Karma Shavua or not? Even though you went to a Din Taita, it's still considered a Knas. And why? Because it came from a Knas. Even though right now it's not a Knas, everyone agrees once you went to a Din Taita, it's no longer a Knas. Once Bezin sentence, you got to pay. It's Mamnin now. But it originated from a Knas. So Rav Shimon looks at it still as a Knas, and therefore there's no Kfiris Mamnin. Amalei, so Rabbi answered him as follows. I want you to know that the truth of the matter is, Umamayna have it's Mammon, it is Mammon. Once Bezin Paskins, it's Mammon. And if he denies it, he's denying Mammon, and therefore he has to pay that, and then he admits that he lied, he swore false, and he has to pay the penalty for the Voshvu, the fifth, and Hashem Exalus. So that's, he says in the name of Shimon. So we have our mission that says only money that doesn't turn into money yet after Aman Badin, only when you collect the money, that's when it becomes of money. And over here, Rabba saying that that by Kfira, it does have a deal of money once you went to a Din Taita. So Abaya asked Rabba a question, that's not enough. He asked him, it says in the Braisa, now we bring a third place. Shimon says, Yachal, I would have thought. I'm like a guy said, a friend of Nasta, Petisis, BTV, I'm a lay Nasta, Petisis, is that true? Hey, so he denied a Knas. Or, hey, Miss Sharcha, is Abdi Yashar killed, struck down my Evid, that's $30, but who I'm a lay, a third scholar, who I'm a lay, hey, is that true? I saw him like Abdi, he palt, Shine, is any, or the Evid accused his master of what? Of knocking out his tooth or his eye, so he's a free man, but who I'm, so it's a Knas. Why am I lay, palt, evil, I see, he's not true. Then Nijba, the hoid, he swore false, Yochli, I would have thought he's chaye, because I swore, Tamalaymit, you're not chaye. You know why you're not chaye? But he doesn't say because it's a Knas. He says, you know why you're not chaye? Because of a pasik. It's the chichesh. What do you deny before you chayv that chaymish? But Amisa and his friend, be pekodin, either pekodin, oi be tzumas yad or alone, oi be gezel or something stolen, oi eishe amisa or something you stole from your friend, oi matzavedi, he found an object. All of these are items of mammon. The chichish bo, he denied it. V'nishba al shek, and then he swore false. Ma elu miyuchodin shei mammon, their money. Af kol shei mammon, anything to do with money. Yotu elu shei knas. But if it's a knas, then there's no carbon shua. Now, what's the case talking about? Is the case talking about when they never ended up in the Taita, or part of the claim is we were at the Taita? L'cheder, my lab, isn't it talking about Bish Amadin? We went to the Taita, and we see the L'cheder, it's Mammon, and yet the Rab Shimon says, you don't have to pay, it's still Knas, not like Rabba answered. So Rabba said back to him, who told you that's talking about Amadin? Lai, no, B'shalai Amadin. The Braise is talking about they never went to the Taita, it's still in the realm of Knas, and therefore if you contradict Knas, you don't have to pay. Says the Abaya, I'll explain to you my question. The beginning of this Braisa definitely is talking about when they're bringing the first opinion there. Talks about they already went to Din Taita, and the Din Taita said you have to pay, which means it's already a levy of money. Say for Namish Amadin. So I'm assuming the end of the Braisa, which we just quoted, is also Amadin. What's the story? All I know is that you have to swear that if you swore false and you admit it, that you have to bring a carbon shvu and all that. If it's something to do with the principle, tashlumi kefil, what about if you pay double? Tashlumi above a chamisha four or five times. And how do you know over there also that if you contradict it, you still have to pay? Tamalim, it says, umalamal riba. It says twice, umalamal, you stole. So therefore we say what? Nahechdami. When do we say that if you denied about knas that you have to pay the chemish and the sham exalus? Either loyamadin never went to say it. It's only karam knas. Knas. There's no chiv of knas. If he would have come forward and been major straight away, he'd been putters. He never denied mammon. He never denied money. Why would he have to bring the sham exalus? Either loyamadin kfeila miika. If he would have been major, there's no kfeila there whatsoever. Ella Pshita, surely he's talking about Bisha'am Abedin. He went to, they went to the Taita, therefore turned it into Mammon. And the Chachamim said, what? That you have to take a pay the Sham Gzelis. So when Shimon argues, he's holding that even though you went to the Taita, I only denied something that came originally from Knas, not like Rabba said. El pshita b'sham b'din went in teiru. Umedereish b'sham b'din. Sevenam b'sham b'din. So kasha and you rabbi, you made this big chiddush. Not even according to Rabbi Shimon. Once you went in teiru, when I deny it, I'm contradicting money. It's clear for me that Rabbi Shimon views it as a knas, even though now it's money, but it originated from knas. Look what Rabbi says to him. Omele, Rabbi said, look, if I really wanted to, yachinu l'chinuva. If I wanted to lay your cup, I could have answered you, Reisha b'sha'ama b'din, v'seif ishlam b'din. I could have told you that Reish told me they did go to Din Taita, the Sefer didn't, and the Kula Rab Shimini, the entire Mishnah, the Brais Rab Shimon, the Reish is talking about they went to Din Taita, therefore you have to pay the extra penalty, and the Sefer told me he didn't go to Din Taita, you don't have to pay, it's all Rab Shimon, and it fits exactly to what I said. But the truth of the matter is, Abai, you're a smart boy. The Shnuya, the Chiki Loim B'shin Loch. I don't like giving answers that are a bit problematic. Fakvetched, because the imkain
forced.
That's it. Imkain, because if so, amartali, then you would ask me the following question, knowing how smart you are. You would come right back with the following retort, and you would say, if the entire brayse is abshimin, then either at least in the reish of abshimin aymer, instead of the middle of the brayse saying abshimin aymer, should either say the beginning of abshimin aymer, or at least the sefer divrei abshimin, or the very end.
To include the whole thing.
Exactly. And you would rather say it's a klepnisht. So I'll tell you what, I'm not going to waste our time. I'm not going to have that discussion. Ella, I'll tell you what I'll tell you. Kulak Jambadin, you're right, the entire Brahish Jambadin. But the Reish Rabbanu said Rabbi Shimon. The Reish of the Rabbanu hold that once he went to the Taita, it's no longer Knas, it's Mammon, therefore if you deny, you gotta pay the penalty. The Sefer is Rabbi Shimon that said that what? That even after the Taita, if you deny it, you don't pay the penalty. It's a kash on me. I just said before that Bisha Ahmad Bedin, that Rabbi Shimon is made the once you turn into money. If you didn't the Hulu, what's going on over here? He's made it that it's mammon, and here I'm saying right now there's no korban shvuah. So I'll tell you what, umaydin lechaglinu korban shvuah. I'll be made it to you that even though I said Rabbi Shimon is made it once you go to Din Taita, it's no longer knas, it's now money, but not when it comes to korban shvuah. Over there, it remains in the realm of knas. Kol's mind didn't collect it. Why? The rachmana patri, because he brought another pasuk mevechichesh. From the positive Chichesh, it says, what are you denying? A pekadon, a loan, a money thing. But something that originated from Knas, there's no carbon shvua according to Rabbi Shimon. The Chika Amina Mammon, I clearly said before that once you go to the Taita, even Rabbi Shimon's Maida has a din of Mammon. That's as far as Halalish Labanov, because Knas, you cannot inherit to your children. Mashenki Mammon, you could. So I'm telling you, once you went to the Taita, Rabbi Shimon's Maida that has a din of Mammon, and you can pass it on to your children. Had all the din of a Yerusha. But the Karma Shvu, you're right, because of the Pasik, the Chichesh, then Rabbi Shimon says it's not a Kfira of Mammon, it's a Kfira of Knas, and you don't have to pay that penalty. Okay. Look at this item. This is an interesting discussion of a Rebbe and a Talmud. Eisve, it's a Baya Asep, the Rabbi doesn't let him go. In the Braise it says, Rab Shimon. It says in the Braise. Omar Rab Shimon. That was a problem in the first answer.
Why is that only the end of the
Braise? Yeah, why is in the middle? It could have been, yeah, exactly.
He's like a chess master. He's thinking three steps ahead of the game.
Because he's talking to Baya. If he's talking to anybody else, he wouldn't have to worry about this. But it's not over yet. This is interesting. Eisve Rab Shimon, so Rabbi says, Rabbi, I'm not happy yet. I'll bring you another Braise. Shimon says, sorry, it says in our Mishnah we just had here. Rab Shimon says, Imlay he speak a ligmois. You're telling me by Yerusha. You're telling me that when it comes to Karba Shvuah, Knas is different. Rab Shimon holds even after the Taita, it's still Knas because it started from Knas. But when it comes to Yerusha, as soon as you go to the Taita, it's Mammon. In our Mishnah, clearly Rab Shimon said that if the father died before you collected the money, it's still in the realm of Knas. It doesn't go to the brothers, it goes to the girl. That means even after the Taita, by Knas, it stays Knas. He's asking his Rebbe. Rav Shimon says, "I'm Mishnah. Even though you speak a little bit after my father died, and Shalasa belongs to her. Now, V'yam, if you can tell me, Mammon, at the moment when the Taita is considered Mammon, Lady Shalabon of La'atzma, my wise man ends up with her. The Achim boy maybe should have gone to the brothers." That was the question Abai asked. Didn't get an answer. Omar Rava, Abai's good friend, comes along and says, "Hi, Milsa. This question that Abai asked was the first year that Rabba became Rosh Hashiva." Rabba was very young. He was 18 years old, and there was a choice of Rabba and Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael was a nonav. He let the Rabba become Rosh Hashiva. Rabba Rosh Hashiva, he's still 40 years old. He passed away at the age of 40 for 22 years of Rosh Hashiva. When he passed away, Rabbi Yisrael took over. Rabbi Yisrael said the famous saying in Gemara Baba Kama will have. Rabbi Yisrael says, when you steal something and if you make an alteration, if you make a shini maisa, it's no longer a heshes exer shagazel, it's no longer a shkane shagazel, you don't have to give it back. What about shinu shmoi? What about if you just change your name? Before it was called this and now it's called this. What's the din then? Before it's called an ayah, now it's called an ayol. What's the din? A shinish shmoy? Is that considered a shinish or not? That's the most question. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, for 22 years I didn't know the answer, but now I know. So the pshat, why suddenly not? And the answer is, yes, Shin Hashem is. Because he just had personally a Shin Hashem. Before he was just a Rabbi Yosef, now he became a Rabbi Yeshiva. And suddenly he felt the difference by just changing his name, he became a whole new person. And the Rashi says a beautiful thing, which Rashi says there. Became a whole new person. So he says, Shin Hashem really is real. So therefore, by Gizel also it changed. Here, look what Rava says. Bai asks this question, it must be one of the first questions that Rabbi became a Rabbi Yeshiva. The entire period that Rabbi was a yeshiva, they were working on this question that Abaye asked Rabbi, but Rabbi didn't change his mind. Rabbi didn't say, oh, okay, I made a mistake, I'm going to go back. No, I'm staying with my thing, but I have no answer to your question. Rabbi Yosef came to a yeshiva, and then suddenly Pirkei had an answer. Why suddenly he have an answer? Look at this Rashi, a fascinating Rashi. Remember this Rashi. Rashi says here, this is a Rashi about all Rabbonim. Esrim v'tartin shnin. You see, right, like sort of a... Sorry? Rabbi Yosef is a lot older. Rabbi only a little 40, because he's from base Eli. Rabbi Yosef was older. He was an Onav.
But he didn't change his name, he changed his title.
That's it. But that's people called him, nobody called him by his name, they called him Rosh Hashiva. Look at how it says, Esrim had 22 years. Hein hoyu yimei sroros shel Rabbi. That's the year that Rabbi became, was Rav. The Maisie passed away, the Yoshev Rabbi Yosef Barosh, Rabbi Yosef Rosh Yeshiva, and he had to prove that he was smarter than Rabbi. The Sayeyu Min HaShemayim, suddenly he had Sayyata Deshmai, because now that he became the Rosh Yeshiva, he had this special help from above, Lefarka, to answer Leah's Leila Sheib, so that he should get the respect from the people. Lefishahoya Rabbi Kharif, everyone knew that Rabbi was sharp. He was called the guy who could push mountains. But Rabbi Yosef Hoyabal Shmur, Rabbi Yosef head of encyclopedia. Yeah, Umishna Braisa, Lakakaru Sinai, and people didn't respect him, but I had put Rabbi in first. So he needed to show that he can be sharp also. So the Abishta helped him that as soon as he came to Rosh Yeshiva, he was able to answer a question that the Rabbi for 22 years was struggling with. And the first minute he came to Rosh Yeshiva, he answered. Brilliant. Yeah, that's a great beard. This is I don't know. He lived much longer, I don't know. An amazing Rashi. It's just amazing Rashi how a Rav has Sayata Deshmaya. The Rebbe Beferim always used to say that a Rav has Sayata Deshmaya when, like the Temach Tzedek said, when I become Rav, I'll give you the right answer because then I have Sayata Deshmaya. He got wrong by his test, his exam, and become the brachas over there. So Rebbe Beferim told the story a few times where he said, when I become Rav Sayata Deshmaya, I'll do the right thing. This is like here, Rashi. Amazing Rashi. So this is how he proved it. First question. What was the answer? Look at the answer. The answer was, you know why that it's different of it? Shiny Hussam. You know why? Not really, as soon as you go to the Torah, it's money for Yerusha, except by Oynes and Mefata. Why is that Knas different than all other Knasim? Because there's a special Pasuk by Oynes and Mefata. It says the Pasuk, Venosa no Isha Sheikhid. Venosa means he already gave. He already gave the person, past tense, as if to say, when did it become money? Once he gave it. Leizichse Torah love, when did it become the Avianidas? Ela Meshasina, once he gave it. Here we have a special passage. All Kenosim, as soon as you go to the Torah, it's already Mammon for Gerusha. Not Mammon when it comes to Shavuot Pekadon. But over here, he says over here, that there's a special passage that can ask for Nassim that it does not become the father's till he receives it. If the father died before, then the girls. What Rabbi said, it's money. Have a little bond of bishar kenosim, all other kenosim. So, got to be eved. What about eved? If you can dash the word venosim by eved, $30. It says there also kesef shloishim shkolim yiten ladoinim. It says there also give it according to your cheshbon. It should not become mammon until you actually gave it to the eved. Hachi nami leizichse toil ladim shazasina. Says Gemara, and it doesn't say that. Gemara yiten luchud venosim luchud. Yiten means he should give in the future. So that's a psak in bezin. That means the moment bezin paskin, it's already money. The Nosim means you already gave. When did it become the Avi and Ida? The Nosim, you already gave it. And therefore, it's an exception. That's what Rav Shimon says in our Mishnah. It's not the father's until he actually received it. So, why does the Rav Shimon bring the Braisa? Why you don't pay the Korban Shavua? Because as the Kichesh, you have to deny real money. Tamalei v'Venasa b'Oyle. You should say you have to deny. It's a special case by Onus Mufati because there's Venasa until you give it.
An instruction.
Yeah. No. Venasa by Onus Mufati, you already gave it. In other words, Kozman, you didn't give it. It's still Knas and Knas. If you deny Knas, you don't have to swear. So, Amar Rav, very simple. You're right. For oynis and mefata, you don't need v'kichesh. V'nosan is enough. But remember, all kenosis. Rabbah holds according to Rav Shimon, all kenosis, if you swear false, you don't have to pay because all kenosis originated from knas. The original claim was a knas. And if you deny original claim of knas, you don't make that carbon. Mash'en kein mamin, like a stealing or a loan, there, if you denied it and then you admit it, you have to pay a carbon thing. But Ayin Mefati, you're right, it's even more extreme because of Anasan. Ki yitzeh v'chichit yosha om de bedin u bagra. You know when you need v'chichit, for example, you went to the Torah and then she became adult, but Mason died. Okay. Or another example. Even in Ayin Mefati, you know when you need v'chichit and it wouldn't help Anasan? What happened? She went to the Torah. Ubagra, she became an adult. Von Mesa, and she died. Now the father ends up with it. There's two possible ways why the father ended up with it. Is it because since she died, she never got the money yet? It was never hers yet. It was always belongs to the father. Or is the vart because as soon as she became a begetus, she's entitled to the money which we had before, and now that she died, the father gets it from her. And the chiluk is, if the father gets it directly, it's a knas until he actually gets the money. He can't pass it on to his children if the father dies. But if the girl died and therefore the father yashes, it's mamon already. As soon as there's amad bedin, it's the girl's money, it's mamon. The father now yashes mamon. If the father dies before he collected, it does go to the children. So therefore we need that sometimes the kichish within oynes and mefata, not always is in the realm of knas. For example, Bagra of Amazah, she died. The Hosam Kikayorit Avid Minedi Del Kayorit. He's yashing from her. So therefore, it is Mammon, not Knas. Now, if it's Mammon and if he denies it, if the guy denies the whole story, Lechayda, you should have to pay a Karma Shavua. Kamashal Vichichesh, since it originated from Knas, there's no Karma Shavua. But anybody, Hachi, if so, Yotsu Elu Shehen Knas, Mammonu Lechayda. Why is this Knas is Mammon? So what's going on here? Why is this Knas? Right now it's Mammon. Everything about Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Yotu Elushi Koran Knas. They started out as Knas. That's the word of Shimon, because they started out Knas. Eisve, we ask a question. Rav Shimon Poiter, Rav Shimon Pater, She'enim Mishal Knas. We answer because he's denying Knas. And you tell me because originally Knas. So the only reason is the Shavoy Am Bedin, because it's in the realm of Knas. Ha Am Bedin, L'cheder, once they went into the Torah, it's no longer Knas. The Mishal HaPiyatzmai, then you have to pay. Kor B'Shavu Nami Mechai. Why aren't you Chai with Kor B'Shavu? It sounds like he's saying the only word is because if he wanted, what's up, Shimon? He's adding a few words. Because if he wanted, he could have exempted himself. Sounds like, but when he could no longer exempt himself, then he's taka denying money he should pay. So once you go to the Torah, you can no longer exempt yourself. So long, you're not being made to a knas, you're being made to mammon. So how come Rav Shimon says that even then you don't have to pay Karma Shavua? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon ledivreim de Rabbanan Kamalu. He's talking to the rabbis. Lididi, according to me, I hold afagav the Omer Bedin. Even if you went to the Taita, Rachman Patra, you don't have to bring the Karma Shavua. Why not? Muchish, because. Sorry? The Kichesh. For the word Vikichesh, because it didn't originate from Mammon and Rishon Knas. Eluditchu, according to you, you don't care. Oidelim, it'd be Maida Hechad the Omer Bedin, at least when you didn't go to the Taita, the Chikatava, Knozakatava. Umaida Vikas Patra. And the Rabbanan, sorry, we'll do one more line. Rabbanan, hold. Ki katova beishes a begam katova. Rabbanan, hold. Your main focus is on beish begam, which is money. Therefore, you have to pay Karma Shavua. And Rav Shimon holds the main focus is on the knas. Why the arguing? We'll see tomorrow. Please come.